Well, it's always a pleasure to welcome Tom Emmerich back to MSU Today. Tom is the COO of Shoepan & Sons and the president of Shoepan Recycling. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Russ. It's great to see you in person for a change.
It really is. And Tom, thank you for your ongoing, continuing support, not only of Spartan Athletics, of this program. Much appreciated.
Hey, it's been a great partnership over the years. Not only are we at Shoepan Big Michigan State fans, we're fans of what you do and what your radio station puts out to the greater public. You cover a lot of really important subjects, and we are thrilled to be a part of that.
Well, thank you, Tom, again. And tell us a little bit about what Shoepan and Sons and Shoepan Recycling is and does. What would you like people to know about the company?
Shoepan and Sons is a locally owned, local being Kalamazoo, Michigan, based company. The owner is Mark Shoepan and his family. Mark is the CEO, and the company's been around for 53 years. And really evolved into an amazing organization. So when we talk about Shoepan & Sons, we have five different business operating units. We started in the scrap business, just your regular industrial scrap, and we have aluminum, plastic, and sales distribution and manufacturing business. We have Shoepan Recycling, which is, we mentioned that I'm the president of that, and that's our beverage container recycling business. We have a materials trading division that does business internationally, and then we have electronic scrap recycling, we call asset management. So that's Shoepan & Sons. And when we talk about Shoepan Recycling, again, I mentioned it's the beverage side of the business where we handle a large percentage of all deposit containers in the state of Michigan.
So what's sort of the state of the company and the industry? Where is recycling and Shoepan going?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think you could ask anybody in any industry the same thing, and you'll get somewhat of a maybe similar answer. You know, the pandemic's probably been good for some companies and some organizations and some industries, and it's been really, really hard on others. And being a diversified organization, we have divisions that have done pretty well through it, and the future looks pretty bright. And then we have other areas, particularly our manufacturing and distribution is having a much harder time coming out of it. But all in all, I'd say our company is strong. Our future is bright. Do we have challenges? Of course. But I'm very, very excited. We just initiated a strategic roadmap. It's kind of like a long-term vision for where we're going to go as an organization, and it's really people-centric, and it's going to help us take our company to the next level.
Well, can you talk a little bit more? You're still doing that planning, but what do you see ahead?
Well, I think. Let's just say in general, business, I think, is going to continue to grow. I think the economy is stronger than most people thought it would be coming out of the pandemic. We're all challenged with employee issues, and I think eventually that's going to work itself out, but it's a real, real problem for not just Shoepan, but all businesses. I hope within 6 months to a year that kind of gets behind us, and then I think you'll really see the economy take off.
And how is the state of recycling in Michigan? We've heard that we sort of lag other Midwestern states, but how are we doing recycling-wise?
There's been a lot of efforts to try to increase what we do in Michigan. Do we lag other states? We absolutely do. I think that we're now talking that we have like a 18% municipal recycling rate. That's up a couple percentage points. But it still lags behind the Minnesotas and Wisconsins and a couple other Midwestern states. And what I think is important to point out is that those states actually invest a lot of money in recycling. I think it's like, I don't have the exact numbers, but it's like 20, 25 million in Wisconsin, 15, 18 million in Minnesota. I might have those reversed, but they put money back into recycling. Michigan doesn't do that. I think we only spend a couple million dollars a year in Michigan, and that's relatively new. We have relied on the deposit law as kind of like our marquee recycling program in Michigan, and it's been incredibly successful, and we should, and there's no reason to look at changing that. But it really comes down to funding. How much money is the state willing to put back in, and mandates? Like, Michigan has really no mandates on banning certain things from landfills, so other states do. The states that do have much higher recycling rates.
And Tom, you recently testified to the Michigan legislature about some of these issues. How can they help? How do you hope they help?
Well, I testified for two different bills, House Bill 4443 and House Bill 4444. those bills were specifically designed or pretty much introduced by the beverage community, where they are looking for a half cent per container tax credit, income tax credit, that would help them invest back into the deposit system. Distributors are responsible for the program. A lot of people don't understand that. They've been since day one. They initiate the deposit. They're required to pick the containers up at retail and properly recycle them. And that's where companies like Shoepan come in. They've hired us and others to help them with that process. So as costs have gone up over the years, and the Estates money was taken away from distributors back in the early to mid-90s, they haven't asked for a penny. I like to say they haven't asked for a dime, but they haven't asked for a penny from the state to help help them with infrastructure costs. And it's just gotten to the point where, you know, our business is no different than anybody else's. You know, our costs are up well over 25% in the last 5 or 6 years. Coming out of the pandemic, they're even more. You know, we're paying, you know, much, much more for labor than we did pre-pandemic. Everybody's doing that. So they're just saying, hey, look, we haven't, you know, that Estates money is available, but if we can't get our hands on that, then we should have some mechanism to allow us to keep investing in a very, very popular program that works really, really well. Now, the problem with anytime these pieces of legislation start introduced, you get the folks that want to get rid of the deposit law start coming out, and you get the folks that are benefiting from money from the state for recycling. They definitely don't want to see things like this happen. So it's very political. Where things stand right now, which you might find interesting, is the two bills passed out of the House, and they're in committee in the Senate. And there is discussions going on between legislators and the governor's office to see what can they come up with that makes sense so that her office will be accepting of where they're going. So we're close. I'm not sure if it's going to happen. I hope it does, because it's definitely the right thing to do. You know, we're looking at a significant investment in our Wixom operation that you know, we built 16 years ago, and it's like your car. Your car can only run so long. It needs to be repaired at some point or replaced, and that's where we're at. And if we don't, then the cost of maintenance is just going to go up. Our ability to service retailers and the consumer is going to go down, and nobody's going to be happy with that.
Because it's part of the issue, Tom, that it's cheaper for municipalities to throw stuff into the landfill than to recycle it?
It is expensive for curbside recycling, and you'll hear folks say that the aluminum being in the deposit system is a revenue stream that takes away from those types of efforts. And that is true. But it's also not the golden goose or the golden egg or whatever you say, because there's another huge component that nobody ever wants to talk about, and that's glass. You know, we are handling over 300 million pounds of glass goes through the Michigan deposit system. And it's very clean. It's 100% recycled, and it's left out of curbside streams. When that stuff ends up in curbside, it contaminates everything, and it makes the curbside process much more difficult.
So what specifically would those two bills you mentioned do that you support?
So for income tax credit to distributors that they can invest back into the infrastructure of the deposit system. That's the primary thing. The second bill is designed to allow it gets a little complicated, but if the Estates fund is greater than, I think, $50 million, it allows the Treasury Department to pull money out of the Estates fund to use for the general fund to provide the tax credit to distributors. So, you know, you need a 3/4 vote if you touch anything to do with the deposit law. So that's why they have two different bills.
And Tom, you mentioned most people do want to recycle. They support recycling. Can you talk about your 4 E's of recycling?
Well, I it's a little concept. My last name begins with an E. So back in a management meeting years ago, I said, hey, we got to come up with something clever to remind us of, like, how and why is it, you know, make sense to recycle. And so the 4 E's, basically the first one is education. People have to know what's recyclable and where to go to do it. Second one is ease. It has to be easy or convenient to do. The third one, efficient. You have to have efficient logistics and operations so that you can properly handle the material. And last, and maybe, I don't know if any are really more important than others, but this is a pretty important one. It has to be economically viable. So in other words, you have to have a lucrative, semi-lucrative market to sell the material. If there's no end market for the material, you can't have sustainability, you can't close the loop, and you won't have an effective recycling program. There is another piece of legislation at the now Senate level, I believe it passed out of the House a couple of weeks ago, that addresses fraud within the deposit system. It allows the state police, like I think it's like $1 million or $2 million for the next couple of years, to draw from the Estates Fund to help them fight, you know, containers coming in from out of state and other types of fraud that are going on. And we support that because anything that improves the integrity of the program, we're all about.
So, Tom, as we wrap up, just summarize what you'd like us to keep in mind, not only about ShoePan, the company, but recycling in general.
ShoePan is a company. I guess what I kind of like to say is like we are very, very people friendly. I mentioned earlier that you know, companies all over the country and all over the world are struggling getting employees, and we're no different. We think we're a very unique place to work. I would encourage folks to go to our website, www.shoepan.com. If you're interested in getting in a career, whether it's recycling or any of the five areas that we do business, we have plenty of job openings and plenty of opportunities throughout the state of Michigan, and we'd love to talk with folks about that. And then the general state of recycling, I think the future's bright. I think it's exciting. I think you know there's going to continue to be pressure put on the packaging industry, especially in plastics, for the plastics in the ocean and the waterways. But you hear the packaging, we call them brand owners, are all saying the right things, and they really are trying to do the right thing to put more recycled content back into their bottles. And I think that effort's going to continue. So that's exciting. You know, I talked about mandates earlier. You know, they want to all do it without mandates, and I prefer to do it without mandates. But, you know, again, market conditions are going to drive that, and commitment to true sustainability efforts by the brand owners and the packaging companies. If they don't want to be mandated or legislated, then they need to do everything they can. And they are. I mean, I'm encouraged by that for sure. So we keep a close eye on that. And I think the future of recycling, not just beverage container recycling, I think the future is still bright. And we'll work hard with all our partners and Michigan State and others that are interested in that effort. We'll continue to work with them.
And that's shoepan.com, ShoePan.com. And my guest has been Tom Emmerich, the Chief Operating Officer of ShoePan and Sons and the President of ShoePan Recycling. And Tom, again, thanks for all your work in recycling to you and Mark ShoePan and the rest of the company, and for your support for MSU.
Thanks, Russ. Again, great to see you in person.